I got involved with the Iditarod because a veterinary technician who I worked with, who had traveled and vacationed here in the summer, came to work, and she's like, I heard about this really neat thing you can do as a veterinarian. You should totally check this out. And I was familiar with the Iditarod just from growing up and being a dog enthusiast. And I've always wanted to go to Alaska. So I called up Stu, and he said, sure, come on out. So that's why I'm here. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I love new experiences and trying new things and pushing myself outside my comfort zone. And I love being a vet, and I love to travel, and this just seemed like a really neat opportunity to get a practice my skills in a unique environment, meet really cool people who are passionate about the same thing. So I'm really happy I came. So my most favorite thing about being part of the Iditarod experience so far is really the people and just how passionate everyone is volunteering their time to make this such a cool experience for everyone, and getting to know, like in Nikolai, like getting to know the villagers and everything was just really neat. And I mean, really, the everyone coming together to execute this thing is really incredible. So what I know for sure in life is that you know, everything's temporary. Like, the bad parts don't last forever. You know, the uncomfortable parts don't last forever. It's temporary. You can get through them. On the other hand, like, the good parts don't either, so you really have to soak up when it's good and comfortable, really enjoy it. And I feel like this experience has kind of been a living metaphor for that. You know, there's times where it's really uncomfortable and kind of crazy, and then it's immediately followed by something like super rewarding and really great. And